When I was growing up, Dad always had a garden. My earliest memories were in West Augusta. Dad hired a man named Mr. Lacey, who owned a mule, to break up the garden. Mr. Lacey had to ride that mule several miles to get to our house, plow all day, and ride back home. After that clay piece of ground was plowed, Dad would lay off rows and plant seeds. He liked for us to go with him daily to check the progress. Usually after a nice rain and a few warm days and nights, we would see corn, green beans, okra, and other vegetables beginning to sprout. Dad usually bought his tomato plants. He sat them out and watered them every other day. I recall one day he said he was going to fertilize the tomato plants. I said, "Dad, why don't you let me do that?" He said, "Son, do you know how to put fertilizer on those plants?" I said, "Yes, sir." He checked on the plants a few days later. The leaves were yellow and the plants were dead. He found me and asked, "Did you put fertilizer on those plants?" I said, "Yes, sir." "You killed all my tomato plants. You were supposed to water and fertilize the roots only." The psalmist employs an agricultural picture to describe a Christian's responsibility to sow the seeds of the gospel. The writer lets us know that soul winning is a matter of the heart. We have to be sure we're practicing Christians. The Lord demands that we live holy and separated lives. If a Christian is living like the lost world, our witness is destroyed like putting fertilizer on the leaves of a tomato plant. We share the gospel with precious tears. Recently, a child accepted Christ and came forward during one of our services. Her grandmother came forward to stand with her. The grandmother was wiping tears, and I said to her, "This is the answer to your prayers, isn't it?" She said, "Yes." I believe she shed many tears in her private place of prayer before her grandchild was saved. Another lady talked to me by phone about a relative she's witnessed to for years, and the relative rejects Christ. The lady was crying and said, "I'm continuing to pray, and I will share the gospel with her again." Dad's garden was the prettiest in the neighborhood. The fields are ripe. There are lost people all around us. But the laborers are few. Over 90% of Christians never witness. If we want to see people saved and our nation changed, it's time to sow with tears, and God will produce the harvest.